More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
I have with me a guest on the phone with Paws and Claws Animal Rescue in Yorkton. I have Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
And today we wanted to talk about quite a few things that you guys are looking to get help for. I know there was a big cold snap that we had, and that also meant you had some extra animals come into the shelter.
Yes, we had probably about 3 moms with puppies. Unfortunately, some of the puppies didn't make it due to the cold. And cats, like, yeah, we just, during the cold snap, everybody panics, and I mean, it's hard for us to say no.
Absolutely, and it's understandable. So there's a couple of ways people can help. One of them, adoption, and you guys also have adoption days every Saturday. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, our adoption days are at 42nd Avenue North, just down from the Tower Theater, 2nd Avenue in Yorkton. And they're usually 12 to 3. And we do have some that are double weekends, Saturday, Sunday, but we always post it on our website when our adoption days are being held.
And on top of adopting and adoption days, people can also help by becoming foster parent. What does that involve?
Well, you know, we provide everything. We provide the vetting, the food, the toys, the blankets. We provide everything. You just basically love them and feed them until they do find their forever home. And foster homes are really hard to come by right now. So, I mean, if you have that extra room, please reach out to us.
Absolutely. It's that temporary home for these animals until somebody permanently adopts them. And more ways that people can help. There are some different things that people can donate. You guys are also looking for food and other things as well.
Yeah, puppy pads is a big thing too. We got lots of puppies in during that cold snap. So puppy pads, cat food, kitten food, wet and dry, litter. Litter is a big thing too. And I know everybody hates donating it because it's so heavy to carry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are some of the things that we could really use.
Absolutely. And is there anything else that people should be aware about with Paws and Claws Yorkton that we just didn't touch up on?
Yes. You know, we're always looking for volunteers. So I know that we've had a few students out from the schools that need volunteer hours. So they've been coming down and, you know, walking the dogs and taking them out to the bathroom and, you know, cuddling the kittens and everything like that. And we also do fundraisers. So we're always looking for volunteers to help out. We do weddings, which require, you know, bartending, safe rides home, ticket selling, cleaning tables. Pretty soon it'll be barbecue days and stuff like that. So we're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, it sounds like there are a multitude of different ways that people can help. Volunteering, donating, adopting, being a foster parent. Again, multiple ways to help you guys out, especially during the colder seasons. As we are warming up into March, it's still a great time to help out with all of those things. And where can people go to learn more, to contact you, everything else?
You know, you can go to our website. It is www.pawsandclawsyorkton.ca. And that is where we have all our adoptable animals. We also have forms on there whether you want to volunteer. We have foster forms on there. We have the applications on there. And we also have for those people that are requesting us to help with an event, we have what's called the service request forms on there as well. They can call 306-621-2113 also if they need any help with anything. And but our website is the best go-to.
Perfect. All right. Well, again, multiple ways to help out Paws and Claws in Yorkton. Head to the website for a little bit more information. Karen, I want to thank you for joining me on the phone today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Eddie.